Welcome to Not Another Marketing Podcast, where I'm talking to Naira Perez of Spring Hill Digital about Google Ads, if you need to hire an agency, and what questions should you ask them. Thanks for downloading. You can waste a lot of money on Google Ads. It's really, really easy to waste money on Google Ads, isn't it? We all know that. So would it be a good idea to hire an ad agency to look after all your campaigns? And what questions should you ask an ad agency before you hire them? Now, joining me today is Naira Perez from Spring Hill Digital, which is a Google ad agency. Naira has over two decades working in the world of traditional and digital advertising, and she shares a huge amount of insight. You can find her at springhilldigital.com. That's springhilldigital.com, and there's links on the website to all the social media bits and pieces, so you can connect with Naira at will. Now, can I quickly mention that Not Another Marketing Podcast is totally ad-free. I'd love it if you could give the pod a quick shout on social media, subscribe via your favourite podcast app, check out all the links, more podcasts at jtid.co.uk/podcasts. Now, the first thing I asked Naira was, it's really easy, isn't it, to waste money on Google Ads? It can be really, really easy, can't it?
Yes, it actually is, especially if you have very inexperienced people handling accounts. You can go down a very deep, dark rabbit hole of money, just leaving your account without results.
Because Google doesn't really kind of tell you that you're wasting money, do they? They kind of just keep taking the money from you and topping up your account all the time. You don't get a lot of hints and a lot of tips from Google themselves, do you?
No, not Google, not any platform. They are there to spend your money the way you told them. So if you give instructions that are not clear to Google or that are wrong, then they're just going to follow instructions literally. They're not going to be looking for if the instructions make sense or not. They're just going to follow them as you told them to.
And the interface which you actually use in Google Ads, I mean, it's a small nightmare, isn't it, really, waiting to happen? It's not nice to use.
It is less intuitive than other platforms, but you can find your way around. However, if you've never been in a PPC type of platform, or if you've never done paid ads, it can be very, very daunting, and it you can get lost. That is for sure.
Yeah, because I remember when I log on to Google AdWords and I look at that thing, a little bit of me inside just dies, and I look at that screen and I just go, oh, my days, please, can you not? And do you hear that from a lot of people?
What I do hear is that they get lost, that they don't understand the concepts, and sometimes they set up ads and they're like, I don't know what button did I not push to go live, or you know, vice versa. I didn't push anything and they went live anyway. So I get people confused. Yes, that's for sure.
So if we're a company, small, medium company, we're in an agency and we're running Google AdWords, and we kind of know at the back of our mind that it's not really performing as well as it should. When should you look at using kind of like a professional ad agency to help you with this?
So you should look at a professional agency whenever you are spending more time in your Google Ads than it is worth it. So you started, and anybody starts a business because they like to do something. They like to bake. They like, to solve problems. They like many things, but they are not experienced in actually doing Google Ads. So if optimizing it, if setting it up, if all of those things are actually not your expertise, then maybe you should let somebody else actually do it for you. Also, just think about your budgets. If your budgets are big enough that it actually justifies using an agency, please do so, because the agency is going to give you probably a higher return on investment on those ads, because they're going to be able to first set it up correctly, second, optimize every month or every week much more often than you probably would do on your own. And they're going to see trends in the marketplace that they can tell you about, which is something that companies on their own may miss. Agencies have a lot of clients. Agencies can see a lot of things that one company in their own Google Ads bubble wouldn't be able to see. So you do not, sometimes interpreting results alone is a nightmare because you do not know why your ads are not performing. And an agency can tell you, well, we're seeing this across the border, you know, the market is overcrowded, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Things that can help you explain results and not take decisions that too fast or too hastily.
So would an agency tend to kind of like be delving into your ad campaigns and your ads on a fairly regular basis and tweaking things?
Yes. I mean, there is something to be said to leave the algorithms do their thing. Mm-hmm. But we try to make sure that we look at the campaigns every day just to see that things are performing right. Optimizing, we only do it when needed. And so it depends on your product. It depends on your offer, your creative. It depends on many, many things. But every month, we make a full audit of the account and make sure that everything still is valid and that all those keywords, because, you know, especially if you do Google search, all the keywords are still performing at its best. And do we need to put keywords that we thought were good, do we need to put them in the negative keyword list and not advertise and on those keywords? That's the keyword that brings a lot of traffic but doesn't actually convert at all. And so that's, going back to your original question, that could be a place where your money can leave your account without any return on investment. Having keywords that people click on, but they never convert to your goal, which may be a sale or maybe a lead. So yeah, they should be going into your account often to see what's going on. It's not set it and forget it type of thing.
I've heard a lot of people talk about negative keywords. Just explain a little bit more. These are the things that like, if you, I don't know, if you're selling a something, a widget, and somebody searches for a free widget or bargain widget, where you're actually selling a luxury widget, you don't want to be ranking for the free version or the bargain basement thing. Would that be right?
Well, it could be. Definitely, it is a term that is not giving you any conversions. Let's say, as an example, that you sell snow tires, right? And so one of the words that you may want to advertise for is snow. So, yeah, right? The snow tires, snow. Yeah. So people looking for the word snow may see your ads and click on your ads, but maybe they actually were looking for not the tires that you put in your car, but tires where you play around with and sled down the hill or something different. So those people are clicking on that keyword looking for something different than what you're selling. So nobody's converting on that word. So should you be actually still advertising there? At some point, the answer is no. If nobody converts, if those keywords are costing you a lot of money without a proper return on investment, then that should go to the negative keyword and say, please don't advertise there.
That's really interesting. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago whose company had set up a course for and they were targeting the phrase PPE course for the personal protection equipment and everything that people were, how to put it on properly. And when they were targeting PPE course, they were actually really targeting philosophy, politics and economics degrees.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which was completely different. So is this the sort of scenario where we could use negative keywords? So we could say, we're actually doing this and not this. So we don't want to waste our money. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be in a scenario where you may want to get out of the PPE and actually spell it out for people. Yeah. So it's very difficult. Sometimes, you know, you start with a very good list of keywords that match your SEO perfectly and match everything that you think people could search for to find your products. And you find out that some of those words just mean different things for different people. So, yeah, that's a perfect example.
So would an agency be saving you money in your AdWords, or would it be more about getting a better return on existing spend?
Will it save you money? I mean, it will save wasting money.
Sure.
That's for sure. So an agency is going to be more efficient at finding places to spend the budget efficiently. So in that sense, you get a professional so that you can get the best return on investment. And in my mind, having the best return on investment is stop wasting money where it shouldn't be spent. So in a way, the answer is yes and yes. It will save you money because that money is going to go towards something that will benefit you. So, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not really looking at reducing budget. It's more about getting more out of your budget.
Yes, it's not about reducing budget, unless we find out that actually your return on investment will be better, you know, be more efficient in one channel and changing it to another. Sometimes people want to spend a lot of money and you cannot spend more than a certain amount. I have clients right now where they want to spend more on Google Ads, but they have a very aggressive cost per acquisition. So there is just a limited amount that we can spend. So it is taking those decisions and talking about what's possible and what should be done that also may help the business. So in this scenario, actually, yes, we're spending less than the client wants, because if we go over, it means that they will get worse results and it will make no difference in their ROI. Like, it will actually be negative effects. So, but, and you have to consider you're paying the agency too. So sure. Your budgets in general, marketing budgets, may actually be bigger.
Yeah.
Because now you have to pay somebody else, or may not. I mean, depending on if you have a paid media specialist in your team or not.
Yeah, I suppose you could get into a scenario where you've got one or two phrases that you're targeting that are like chewing up 60% of your budget. And then you might want to do a little bit of research and be able to spread that out a little bit better.
Yeah, that could be another scenario where an agency can help you with that. Most agencies will really analyze where your goals are, what are they, what keywords need to be put up, and is display an option? Is something that will benefit you? How are we going to retarget? All of those things, they normally tend to give you a very good, complete strategy that otherwise small businesses may miss and may think that, oh, just keyword search and that's it. I'm like, well, what about retargeting? What about the process, the journey of the audience? Maybe seeing your ad one time is not enough. So those type of holistic approach to Google Ads, agencies are really good at.
Can an agency also help you with compliance as well? Because there's so many rules.
So many rules. Yes, so many rules. Because we have several clients, and normally we have clients in many different places, and the compliance rules are different for everybody, we have to keep up. And that's something that even whenever you look at education on the algorithm changes and all of that, we are here. That's our job, to keep up with the regulations, to keep up with algorithm changes. So that is something that the agency has more experience in. So a good agency will keep you up on those regulations, those updates to the algorithm. They should.
The rules which Google set out can be different from sort of like the local government or state or country rules, for example. So for example, you might be able to put something on a billboard on the side of a road and have thousands of people looking at it as they drive past. And then Google will say, no, you can't do that on Google.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is things that you can say and cannot say in Google, and that is you know, and that changes according to, like in the United States, we can do some things. In the European Union, we can do others. In Canada, it's something completely different. And also, especially if you're in, if your goals are to get leads, and then how to retarget those leads, then you get into maybe email, and that is another world of rules and regulations. So whenever you're thinking about advertising on the internet, digital advertising, you have to think about the entire process and where can things go wrong and where can things go right. So advertising in Google is not only just putting ads and that's it. And the other story is putting ads and what happens to this information afterwards. What happens to those leads? What happens to those sales? Can you retarget people that came and just bought without telling them that you actually got their information and are going to retarget them? It's quite a complicated world sometimes. And to be compliant, 100% compliance, can be challenging, especially if you have big budgets.
Yeah, and Google can be pretty brutal, can't they? So if you break the rules without even knowing you've broken a rule, then it can be bye-bye, you're not advertising anymore with us.
Oh, yes, yes. All platforms are really strict. And sometimes it is very difficult to reach a person to explain to you why you broke the rule. Like, it may seem to you that you didn't. And once they explain their stance, you're like, oh, I get it. I didn't think about that. But getting that person that explains it to you can be also very challenging, especially whenever your account has been locked out or cancelled.
Okay, so you run an ad agency. You have many, many clients. If you were sort of like on the other side and you were having to advise somebody on questions to ask an ad agency before hiring them, so they kind of like got the right agency and they didn't make a mistake in that, what would be one question you would ask of an ad agency?
One question? I always would like to know, how often do they train and retrain people? Just knowing that they're up to date in every algorithm update, in every rule and regulation, it's important. That also for Spring Hill Digital, that's our core belief, that we need to be always up to date. And that's where I spend my time, and that's my job, to be up to date. And businesses, their job is to do their thing.
Is there any sort of accreditation that Google dishes out that, that people can look for in an agency?
Yeah, you can be certified in Google Analytics, Google Ads. Google has a lot of certifications. Certifications mean many things. I just want to know that they're keeping up with trends. So certifications, they don't guarantee that they have been trained and retrained. It just means that they have read the rules as they were whenever that certification came out. But knowing that they are listening to podcasts, that they are going to conferences, that they are taking courses, I don't mind if they're not certified per se. I want to know that they're keeping up. I want to know the sources of information that their employees or the people that are going to work on my account, I want to know that they're up to date. And a certification, it's a moment in time.
Sure.
And that time could have been a long time ago. So certifications are not as important as knowing that they are up to date.
So you'd kind of like go for, you know, somebody who's constantly up to date, constantly looking at trends, constantly looking at the way Google's doing things, more so than just a badge on a website.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So give me another thing, another question to ask of an ad agency.
Well, another question obviously will be like, do you have experience, you know, with Google Ads, but also, and to know if they have experience, I would like to ask, like, tell me a time where there was a mistake and how did you solve it?
Right.
And that everybody makes mistakes. I mean, if you wash dishes, you're going to break one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you do not wash dishes, you're not going to break a dish.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're advertising a lot, that things are going to go wrong at some point. And it's not so much if they have made a mistake or if something went wrong, is how they handled it that I want to know. Because then it will tell me if something goes wrong, can I trust them to tell me, one, the truth, and two, that it's going to be managed properly.
Do you think a lot of agencies would do that and kind of like say in front of a prospective customer, hey, you know, we made a mistake, but this is how we fixed it?
Well, I hope that they would, because it is unrealistic to think that they have never done a mistake.
Sure. Yeah, so, no, yeah, you're absolutely right. Everybody's made mistakes, haven't they? Yeah.
Yeah, everybody has broken a dish while washing them.
Yeah.
So they may find ways to soften that mistake, or maybe they may just look for an example where something in the marketplace went wrong. I mean, in 2020, there's so many examples of things that change so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
So every agency is going to have a story. You just want to know, not the mistake itself, but you just want to know how they handled it.
Right.
So that you can trust them in knowing that they handle it properly, or that you like how they handle it. It doesn't mean maybe it was a proper way to handle it, but you don't like how they did it. I look for honesty, because in Spring Hill Digital, we try to be true partners. Mm-hmm. And so that means that when things don't go according to plan, then how are we gonna answer is with transparency and efficiency. And we're gonna make it better next time. And we're going to actually establish new procedures that prevent whatever happened from happening, if we can't prevent it.
Yeah, I think you say the word partnership, and I think that's really important, isn't it? Where you're actually both sides are working together. It's not just somebody supplying a service to somebody else.
Yes, exactly. And so those are conversations that need to happen, that I think a lot of times people just concentrate on budget and experience without knowing, okay, if I'm gonna work with this person, we are both in the same team. It's not like you come serve me and then leave.
Sure.
No, you are inside the business. You are, as an agency, you're part of their success, or you know, you're there to make them understand why things didn't go right. It is a true partnership, and transparency going back and forth and trust is the base of a partnership. But that's how we see it.
Give me another one. Give me a final one. Give me a third question to ask an agency. Put them on the spot.
Yeah, yes. I mean, the most common one would be also experience in their side of the industry.
Sure.
As an example, if you're in food and beverages, do you have experience in food and beverage? We personally don't specialize in any industry in particular. What we specialize is in paid media. So to that question, which it will be a question that we have gotten many times, I can say, well, even if we have not done, I don't know, you know, snow tire sales before,
sure,
we have had products with a similar audience. And because we know the algorithm so much, because we have experience in paid media, we can take those learnings and transfer them very nicely to the product at hand or to the brand at hand. And this is how we have done it in the past. This is how we go from not knowing anything about the industry to knowing a lot. We do research, we do create our own personas so that we can advertise efficiently if the client doesn't have them. We learn as much from the client's industry as, you know, the client almost. I mean, you cannot know more than the client, but we want to be up there. We research groups, we go into, and so I explain all of the things that we do, and that sometimes bringing a fresh pair of eyes to an industry is good.
Yeah.
Because you bring new ideas. And that's how I see it, by not having an specialization in a particular industry, I can cross over and see, you know what, this works for food a lot. So let's see the consumer, if they have a similar profile, let's see if this works as well, and bring those learnings to a new industry. It's a refreshing point of view that may bring really good success.
Yeah, a lot of marketing is experimentation, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say instead of experimentation, I will say it's a educated test.
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to guess.
No, you don't guess. You test with variables. You test with theories and hypotheses. So whenever you do it in a methodical way, that's when you get results that you can duplicate. Whenever you experiment and it's throwing a spaghetti to the wall, we say in the United States, whenever you just like, let's see what sticks, then that's when you don't know how to duplicate it.
Yeah. Where do you stand on case studies? Because I've never, ever seen a bad case study on a website, you know? It's strange that, isn't it? I've never seen a really... I mean, where do you... Because every agency has a bunch of case studies saying, we're amazing, we're brilliant, look what we did. Should we just see this, look at this as just advertising bump, really?
Yeah, a case study shows, obviously, the best case scenario.
Yeah.
And so asking for case studies just shows that you have experience with a particular objective or with a particular industry. They're good to show off your experience. But yeah, you're never going to find a case study of how things went wrong and we fail. That's impossible. I mean,
yeah, you're right there. Yeah. Nora, I could talk to you for ages and ages on this because it's a fascinating topic and kind of like you could probably record 50 podcasts on Google AdWords and still not be done, couldn't you?
Yes, you could, especially if that, the other person really, really likes what they do, which I personally do. I could talk PPC forever.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody could listen to 50 podcasts on Google AdWords, though. I mean,
I don't know. Yeah, I would.
Where can we find you? Where can we find Spring Hill Digital and all your websites, your social bits and pieces?
Yes, you can find us at springhilldigital.com. And so that's just three words, Spring Hill Digital, so all together, .com. And we are also on Facebook and LinkedIn. From our website, you can go everywhere. And we have articles, which is like tidbits of information that are very helpful. That's just information that we share for people that have their own paid media person or businesses that want to do it on their own or just want to keep up, just want to check their agency like, hey, have you heard about this? So, feel free to come to our website and from there we can direct you everywhere you go.
Fantastic. I'll leave some links in the show notes to that anyway so you can just tap on that. Nora, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks again to Nora for her time. If you've enjoyed this episode, then you can subscribe for more on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Google. It's everywhere. Just search for Not Another Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening.